Hey, what's up? What's up, guys? Hopefully you guys can see me. Man, I'm telling you, it was so much difficulties getting on. For the last hour, I've been going back and forth with this whole Facebook thing and spinning wheel and those type of things. I mean, it's been crazy. So as soon as you come on, just type in, yes, I can hear you. I can see you. It's not stuttering. So just so that I know what's going on. All right, guys. So today we're going to talk about something that is huge. And this is five reasons why you should be launching a course. Okay. Five reasons you should be launching a course like yesterday. Okay. Like yesterday, because of the fact that it's no greater time to launch a course or to create your own course or platform to actually help people, okay? It is a great time. In fact, besides launching a course for the reason why most people are not going to get the gold watch, when I was growing up, it used to be where you spend 20 years at a job and you get this gold watch and retirement and those type of things. Well, you know, today we're not getting that as much as it used to be. Okay, those jobs are just not there. You got to create your own way. Okay, and that's important. Create your own way. And trust me, you've already got it. When you hear these reasons, you're going to know that you got everything that it takes. But let me tell you something else. By 2025, e-learning is going to be a $325 billion, with a B, guys, with a big B, $325 billion industry, okay? Are you getting a piece of that? Are you getting some of that billions of dollars that's going to be made from e-learning? If you're not, then trust me, you really, really need to. And trust me, these five reasons why you should be launching a course, you have no excuse after this, okay? So, but before I forget, I do want to tell you, if you are, in need of help with coming up with a strategy to launch a course or to create it or market it or anything like that, hey, hit me up at my site at book.com/thec3ceo.com. We'll chat for about 30 minutes and I'll get you hooked up with a quick strategy so that you can actually launch a course. Anyway, so when it comes to these reasons why you should be creating a course, here is the number, not the number one, I'm not going to say it's the number one. It is a reason, but it's not the number one. And I'm going to tell you the number one in a minute. All right. So reason number one, you're already an expert. If you've done anything, some people think that, oh man, what can I do? What can I teach? What course can I build? I don't know anything. I promise you that you know a lot of things. In fact, you know so many things that you probably have the problem of, you know so much that you don't know which one to choose, okay? So that's kind of the thing. So you're an expert already if you've been doing anything. So because here's the thing with expert at status. If we range it from 1 to 10, okay? And 10 being the best and the most proficient at it, and 1 being brand new, okay? Even if you're a 5, you have all of those people, 4, 3, 2, and 1, that you can actually teach how to be better, how to become a 5, okay? And the 10s obviously can teach you, a 5, how to become a 10. So that's reason number one, that you're already an expert in what you do. Any field that you're in, you're already an expert. Okay, because you know more than somebody else. So reason number two is is this, okay? You see things in your field like nobody else. You see things like nobody else. That means that you go to work every day and you see a problem, and sometimes you may solve it, sometimes you might not. Or you might simply know a way to improve it. But here's the thing, you don't improve it because you think that you're helping them make more money. Well, here's the thing, create a course around that and teach people how to do it, okay? Teach people to fix that problem that you're always seeing, okay? So that goes back to number one, you're already an expert. And then number two, you already see the problems that are happening in the field that you're in. So therefore, you can teach on that, okay? And again, guys, like I said, you can hit me up if you're looking for a strategy on, you know, kind of putting this all together at book.c3ceo.com. So remember that, you know, just so that if you want a strategy around that. All right, so let's go to reason number three, okay? Reason number three is whether you're online or offline, okay? Whether you're online or offline, okay? And that's your business and that's what you do, is a lead generation. Guys, you can generate leads from having a course because of the fact that, guess what? People want to go to the expert. So it means that if you have a course, you're assumed that you're an expert. It's just like having a book. If you have a book that has your name on it, the book can suck. But if you have a book, people assume that you're an expert. And so therefore, a course does it the same way. In fact, I believe that it takes it up one more notch. That when you have a course, it now they're seeing that you're the teacher. How many times have you went to, in fact, if you think back to college or high school, the teacher's up there and they're teaching from the book, straight from the book. Couldn't you do that? Teach from the book? Does it make them any smarter than you? Nope, not at all. They can read, you can read. Hey, you can teach it, okay? So it's a great lead generator, okay? It makes you appear the expert right away, okay? Let's go to reason number four, okay? Guys, we're getting down to my favorite one, but nevertheless, reason number four is a really good one as well, okay? Reason number four is freedom. You know what? When you create a course or creating courses, you can work anywhere in the world. Anywhere in the world, at any time in the world, in any place. The only thing that you need is a connection. And some of that connection you can get from your phone, okay? So therefore, you can do it at any place, okay? It is freedom, guys, and that's what most of us are seeking. We're seeking freedom. Every time you get frustrated at your job, then you should think, you know what? How can I create a course? That should just force you to get to thinking about what can I teach? Well, I already told you one of the things you can teach what you're already an expert in. All right, so now my favorite and your favorite too is reason number five. You can make some bread. Oh, well, that might be an old school, going back to the 70s, bread, money, that type of deal. You can make some dollars, baby. So therefore, make your bank, okay? By creating a course, it allows you to do something that didn't require you to go out and manufacture something. Guess what? It's invisible. It's just your knowledge. So you get a chance to teach your knowledge, and by teaching your knowledge, you can make some money. And that's what it's all about. Even if you only charge 10 bucks, you get 100 people in there, you'd make, what is 10 times 100 is $1,000. You made $1,000 for teaching a course. So, guys, those are the five reasons that you should actually be creating a course and launching that course like yesterday, okay? In fact, it's no better time than doing it right now. We're at the end of the year, and so right now at the end of the year is the time that you need to be strategizing, putting everything together so that you can actually get your course launched in 2020. What is it, a new century or something like that? I think that's what it is. But nevertheless, it sounds good, 2020. Yeah, that's good. So therefore, you should be getting ready to launch your course. And like I said before, and again, I don't want to forget it, if you are needing a strategy put together so that you could actually launch your stuff in 2020, hit me up, okay? Hit me up at bookthec3ceo.com. Again, that's book.thec3ceo.com. And guys, I will help you through that, okay? So guys, I definitely want to thank you guys for being on this live stream. I appreciate it. So if there's any question, Miss DeVono, I probably messed up your name, all right? And Katie, it's great to have you on. Joy, great to have you on. Roy, it's great. Thank you for actually watching the live stream. I appreciate it. Guys, create your course for this new year and make you some bread. All right, guys, so I shall see you later. Check me out tomorrow. I'm going to have some more great information for you. Talk to you later. Leave a comment for me. Bye-bye. I am so thankful for my listeners. I hope in this episode it inspired you and motivated you to take action. Just get out of your own way, as I have to do every single day. Stay up to date with me by subscribing to my podcast and by following me on Facebook at Sarge777. And I look forward to serving you guys again. Thank you very much for listening. Until tomorrow. Peace.